You are listening to Charlotte Real Estate Talk with Pridemore Properties.
Hello, Scott Pridemore here with Mike Hagee for another episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk. Today, we welcome Nicole Kopsis.
Thank you.
With Share Charlotte. Welcome, Nicole. Thanks for coming.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So have you ever felt driven to volunteer for a community or a nonprofit program, but just didn't know the right place to start looking for one of the ones that fit your interests? Good news, there is a one-stop shop in Charlotte that serves that purpose exactly. It's called Share Charlotte. It's where you can go and find ways to plug in and make an impact with more than 400 nonprofits in the area and a signature campaign like Giving Tuesday, Do Good Week, and other ways to engage people in the charity of their choice. Just give us your introduction of Share Charlotte and the message that you guys are putting out so to engage other folks about volunteering.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was a great summary right there, that Share Charlotte is a connector for the Charlotte community to engage with the local nonprofit community. And the message that we're constantly spreading is that we are very aware that giving back is personal and it does not look the same for everyone. So Share Charlotte was created as a way to eliminate any barriers as to why you would not give back. You don't know where to start. You don't know who you care about, who's doing what in our community. So if you go to sharecharlotte.org, you can filter by the cause you care about, what you have to give, which is also pretty key. Some people don't have the money to give, but they have the time. Or you don't have the time, but you can shop off of a nonprofit's wish list on Amazon, know exactly where your money's going, and it takes a few clicks to get them exactly what they need.
Wow.
So, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. So there are countless ways on the website to give back to 400 plus local nonprofits that all actually serve Mecklenburg County in a significant way, which I don't know about you all, but I did not know that there were that many nonprofits in the area
that
before I started working at Share Charlotte. Yeah. And that also just goes to show that there's a lot of little guys and medium-sized nonprofits even that slip through the cracks. Everybody knows the big guys that can afford to have those advertising dollars. But the nice thing about sharecharlotte.org is that they're all on an even playing field. The bigger ones don't show up at the top of our website and they don't have more space to advertise. It's it really allows for everyone to have the same exposure on that one site.
That's awesome, Nicole. And I'm curious, it seems like you've definitely got a passion for this. I mean, how did you link up with Share Charlotte? What's your story?
Yeah, so I am born and raised in Charlotte.
Me too.
Oh, well, there you go. And there's a couple unicorns in the room. It's kind of rare. Absolutely. So, but truthfully, did not know about Share Charlotte until just a few years ago. Right out of college, I moved back to Charlotte and was networking with some people from my high school to say, oh, what are you all doing now? And, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And actually, the founder of Share Charlotte was involved with my high school. And so someone at my high school said, you know, I don't know what you're really interested in doing, but there is this new organization that someone in our community has founded. It's called Share Charlotte. And she told me a little bit about it, said that they were looking for some interns and just suggested that I look into it more. I did that. And then the rest is history, as they say. But and truthfully, I'm not someone who knew really exactly what I wanted to do, but I knew that I cared about the Charlotte community, and being born and raised here, I've seen it change so much over time. And I thought I kind of knew everything about there was to know about Charlotte, and that could not have been further from the truth. I'm learning every day in my position with Share Charlotte, all of the cool things that are going on in our city that I was very naive about, to be totally honest. So as soon as I learned about Share and all that they were doing, and then that there were these 400 plus nonprofits that just needed a little help amplifying their messages, I really started to feel a pull towards that calling. And I, truth be told, interned there and then went elsewhere to work full time. I worked for the Charlotte Knights for almost 2 years and was happy there as well. But there was just something pulling me back to Share Charlotte. I would see their campaigns or I would see their marketing somewhere, and I would feel like I was missing out not being a part of that. So I've made my way back there, and I couldn't be happier.
So I love that. I think it's fantastic. Anytime that you can line up your passion, what drives you, and help others, that's a win-win.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So the idea of a clearinghouse of volunteer opportunities seems like an idea that just makes sense. How did Share Charlotte begin?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right that it was born out of necessity, and it just makes sense. Our founder herself had just moved to Charlotte. She was in NASCAR for a while and was trying to find a way herself to navigate the nonprofit landscape in Charlotte and was having, honestly, a hard time. And she thought, you know, I can't be the only person who would be helping. I just don't know where to start, and I don't know who needs dollars versus who needs time and who needs goods and all of that. So she noticed this need and decided that if you want something done right, do it yourself. And she created Share Charlotte out of this this want to bridge the gap between people who would be helping and say that they would love to get involved and give back and people that actually are by creating a way for people to easily plug in and know about all of the awesome organizations that we do have in town.
So companies can organize a group and go on to your site and determine through the site who they want to help and organize that effort through your system, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you go to sharecharlotte.org, as I mentioned, those filters that you can filter by the cause you care about, you can also filter by if the volunteer project is for an individual or for a group. So you could easily go on and find something for you and your friends to do, but also, as you mentioned, for businesses, it's a great way to get a group of coworkers out and invested in the Charlotte community by finding a group volunteer project for them to all do together. And just recently, the Albemarle Corporation reached out to us saying that they had 45 summer interns who would love to do something. And we're so glad that they reached out because just yesterday I went over to Albemarle Corporation and watched 45 interns put together summer art supplies packages for the Arts Empowerment Project. So they came to Share Charlotte with a group of people who were wanting to help. And through just a few questions and clicks on our website, we were able to hook them up with a volunteer project that made sense for them.
So it's like a one-stop, you know, shop in a way. And it may seem like a no-brainer question, but why is a clearinghouse and a powerhouse at that in Share Charlotte? How is that important and how have you seen it directly make an impact in the community? I know you mentioned the 45 people yesterday, and that's definitely a tangible example.
Right.
Are there any other ones that have personally impacted you to say, gosh, that's pretty amazing on what we do? You probably see it daily.
Yeah, so absolutely. So with my particular position, my fun title is our chief storyteller. essentially, it means I'm our director of content. But just in my position alone, I can't tell you how many stories have come across my desk that I just think, wow, not to boast so much about the work that we do, but I really am just genuinely proud to say that I'm part of an organization that daily I'm hearing feedback that, oh, just through Share Charlotte, we found volunteers that, you know, really changed so-and-so's life or who helped build so-and-so's house or who helped so-and-so's kid graduate from college. So while Share Charlotte, our mission is not necessarily those things, that graduating the kids from college and building the houses. We are the connector that gets other people to help with those causes. So it's incredible to see that just by giving people that place to connect with the nonprofits, we get to feel like we have a place in those outcomes and those impacts that you're talking about, because we are there to make that connection between the people who say they want to help and the people who actually need it, and putting those together to take action, because action's really at the end of the day what we want, right? There's, you can say you want to help, but the actual conversion is what we are so happy to have a part in.
Yeah,
definitely. So if we want to introduce our kids to Share Charlotte and the opportunities of volunteering, how would you recommend we do that?
Absolutely. So the first thing I would say is just by going to sharecharlotte.org and looking up for those group volunteer activities. That's one way you can do it on your own. But we also do have community events throughout the year that are always a great thing to bring families and groups out to. We always make sure that they're family friendly as well. So we do have my favorite of our events, which is called Volunteering.
Sign me up.
I told you we love a good pun. So volunteering, it actually is a family-friendly event. It's, of course, you don't have to drink beer while you're there. It just is an option. But this is something that we do at No Doubt Brewing Company.
Nice.
During our Do Good Week campaign, which is all about volunteerism and actually runs during National Volunteer Week. It's Charlotte's local celebration of National Volunteer Week. So volunteering is our trademarked event, which brings hands-on volunteer projects popped up right there at the brewery for people to complete while they drink their beer or eat their pretzel or whatever it is. maybe a soda if you're there with some kids. But that is a family-friendly activity that you could come out and you can complete up to 20 projects while you're sitting there hanging out with your friends and family that could give kids a taste of volunteering that seems very not intimidating, and like you can just do it while you're sitting and hanging out, and but still makes a real impact, because our nonprofit partners that do bring the small pop-up projects on site that day walk away with things that they really needed done, like making blankets, like these no-sew blankets that the Urban Ministry Center brought and left with, I don't even know how many completed, but it really, the work that they do at something that sounds really fun, like volunteering, really makes a difference. And so I think that's a good way to show kids and families that you could do things together. And that's just one example of some of our community events that we do.
I think it's great. Yeah. Whatever it takes to engage more people in volunteering is all, and it's a great idea.
Sure.
I love
it. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're actually wanting to roll out to volunteering. So if volunteering does sound like it has a certain connotation to it, where you have to be at a brewery and have to be, indulging, volunteering is something that we are wanting to roll out that would be specifically aimed at teen demographics. A lot of teens have service hours to fill.
Exactly. I have a freshman and she's on that journey.
Yeah.
So I am taking notes.
Absolutely. And a lot of the times as a teen, you don't really have a organization that you identify with yet or that you have a big loyalty to. If you do, that's great. But on the whole, I think that on average, you're still figuring out what you care about. And so it's a really good time to get those people who are figuring out not only themselves, but their passions.
Absolutely.
And capturing them while they're still figuring out and pointing them towards all of these organizations that need their time and help, and they have time to give because they have these service hours that they need to fill. So it just kind of seems like a no-brainer that you're looking for service hours and these nonprofits are looking for you. So why don't we throw you together?
400, no less.
Right.
I think we could find a few that might appeal.
There's going to be something.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Very good.
So you said in the beginning, for those that don't have time, there are other ways to give. What other ways on Share Charlotte? I'm sure you've made it super simple. Someone wants to make a donation. It's just point, click.
Absolutely.
You know, probably drops in pre-saved information if you want a recurring donation. But seriously, how would someone, when they log on, how would they contribute to the cause if they don't have much time?
Absolutely. So those profiles on sharecharlotte.org, which are really the bread and butter of our work. So all of our partners have their profile on our website, and it gives them a space to populate with volunteer opportunities, but it also has a button for them to link directly to PayPal for people that want to donate on the spot. And then, as I mentioned earlier, too, those gift shop wish lists. So gift shop, G-I-V-E, instead of gift shop, because you are giving back through your through your gifts. Gift shop is one stop where you can see all of our nonprofits' Amazon wish lists. So our Amazon wish lists are all linked there. Our nonprofit partners themselves link them in the gift shop, and you can go and purchase for them exactly the items that they need. And this is something that we've seen has been very popular for the millennial generation, because there's very much this wanting to know where their dollars are going. So it's a good way to say, okay, you might not have the time, and you don't want to throw $10 that could end up going in an executive director's pocket. You know, we obviously don't like to think that, but you really don't know where it's going if you just donate. So instead, you can know that your $10 is going to that sleeping bag that you just purchased on Amazon, and it's hassle-free. It gets shipped right to the nonprofit. You never see the item in person, but you know that your money went to exactly what they are needing.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Incredible.
So with the various, the 400 nonprofits out there, are what do these nonprofits have to do? What's the vetting process to be a part of Share Charlotte?
Yeah, so the nonprofits will go to our site, and there is a short vetting process, but to be fair, it's not super strict, other than you have to be a 501c3, okay. You have to have been in business for a year, and you have to have a working website. So those are kind of the three biggest, and honestly, if you can't meet those, it's not that we don't want to include you. The issue really is that when we point the community to your website or to your organization, we are reliable for making sure that you're someone who has the capacity to follow up with them, who has a website that they can go to and learn more about you. We certainly don't want to be in the business of pointing community members to dead ends or getting them excited about a cause and then having no way for them to give back. So to that point as well, all of the nonprofits, all of our partners who have a profile on our website do have to have a way that the community can get involved with them. So we do not actually take on schools, hospitals, or churches, even though those organizations are nonprofits as well. We are looking for service-based nonprofits. Usually you kind of have your school or your church, or you don't necessarily go looking for those things. You usually already have your tie to one of those type of organizations. We are more focused or are focused on those service-based nonprofits that have a way to volunteer with or to give time and money to.
That's excellent. I love what you guys are doing. Now, how does Share Charlotte, how do you guys, you know, earn a living? How does that tie in?
A good question. And one that we have been asked quite a few times, and we're extremely transparent. You know, we ourselves are a 501c3. We're a nonprofit who helps other nonprofits. So naturally that question does come up, and we are funded by corporate sponsorships. So our dollars come from those companies that see something in what we're doing and see that investing in us is a way to invest in so many other nonprofits as well.
That makes sense.
Since our entire mission really is to amplify these 400 other nonprofits, investing in Share Charlotte in turn becomes a way to invest in amplifying all those others as well. So we have corporate sponsors for our content series and for our community campaigns such as Giving Tuesday and Do Good Week. And anything that we are able to show a return on investment in, we are happy to have someone sponsor and help us amplify. It also gives us more reach as far as if someone sponsors our content, that gives them a little skin in the game to also push out that content. So it's really just furthering the amplification of our nonprofit partners that we are talking about in that content, for example. So, we stay afloat by corporate sponsorships who see value in not only amplifying us, but all of our partners.
Very good.
As well.
Yeah, and offline, we'd like to learn more about how we might be able to
Absolutely.
Partner with you guys. So how many employees does Share Charlotte have?
So we just brought on our sixth full-time employee. We have been a small team of five for quite a bit. So we're small but mighty, and we actually just moved locations as well. So Share Charlotte has just gotten a bit of a makeover and took on our sixth employee, which we're super excited about. Our intern, Sarah, had been with us for a year, and we have found capacity to bring her on. So we're very excited about that. So we just grew to six is the is the final answer. But we do actually have five interns coming on for the summer.
Wow.
So it's going to be really cozy in the Share office.
Wow, that is great.
This summer. But we're very excited and grateful that interns want to spend their time and talent with us.
Very good. Definitely. So, and I know you mentioned it earlier on the podcast, but how do we find out more? Can you give us the website again, please?
Absolutely. So sharecharlotte.org. You can also follow us on any of the major social media platforms, which I obviously have to flag being our chief storyteller and the one who runs our social media.
Of course.
Please, please give us a follow. And that's just not for my own health. But social media really is just where you can find out more about us. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are key places that I'm constantly trying to push out how you can engage with our nonprofit partners and about more about those community events like volunteering that I mentioned. So sharecharlotte.org for getting involved and finding the nonprofit you care about. But you can follow us on social media to learn more about Share Charlotte ourselves.
I love that. I know you mentioned you love a good pun, so I
absolutely.
I thought we'd like to also share Charlotte's good message with all of our peeps, and we'll help
definitely.
push that out. And
please do.
We appreciate the audience, you know, the engagement. And if you're interested with Share Charlotte, to please reach out directly to Nicole or to the organization on the places you mentioned. It sounds amazing.
Absolutely. Yep. We're at Share Charlotte on both Facebook and Instagram, and at Share CLT on Twitter. So we're easy to find, and we're just happy to keep sharing not only our message, but all of our nonprofit partners.
That's excellent. So on that note, Mike, about sharing, you know, oftentimes as we being, you know, owners of a real estate company and serving a lot of people that relocate in from other areas outside of Charlotte, that question has come up. You know, what charities are you know, should they look to support? What charities are out there? How about this one-stop shop for 400 nonprofits?
Love
and
it.
I'm sure growing. This will be a great resource to share with our those clients that are coming in from out of state.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. 100% agree.
Well, very good. So thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us on this episode of Charlotte Real Estate Talk.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Mike Hagee, I'm Scott Pridemore. Thank you for joining us.
Listen, download our podcast, or find out more about Charlotte Real Estate at PrideMoreProperties.com.